Many observers claim Hurricane Sandy has made it clear who would win the very close U.S. presidential elections, with President Obama getting a last-lap advantage with his dealing of the crisis. In your opinion, is this battle over?
It really is not clear what impact the hurricane will have on the election, but President Obama has handled the crisis well. He has looked like a leader during a very difficult time. And overall, I think that the hurricane is a small political benefit. However, the race is still very, very close, and the result is very uncertain.
Turning to relations between the U.S. and Europe, recent polls show about 90% of Northern and Western Europeans support Barack Obama in the presidential elections. What is your explanation for that?
Europeans have always liked President Obama, and I think that some Europeans are probably too frightened about what President Romney would do if he wins the election. Both Romney and Obama are pragmatists. Neither of them are believers in the sort of neoconservatist, muscular foreign policy of the George Bush era. And so while I think President Obama presents an appealing face of America and in some ways is closer to European thinking on issues like social justice, I would not be too worried about a Romney victory either.
You said that in a contribution to the European Council on Foreign Relations, I will quote from a report they sent yesterday, President Romney would not be as terrifying a prospect as many Europeans think, and there's little prospect of a nice, cuddly Obama either. At a general level, how do you expect each of them to approach relations with Europe should he become president?
To be honest, Europe has played a very, very small part in the presidential campaign. The only time that there was any focus on Europe was when Mitt Romney visited the UK and Poland in the summer. My sense is that if Mitt Romney wins, he will place some emphasis on NATO and rebuilding some of America's European alliances, which he says that President Obama has ignored. But to be honest, although President Obama has never been very interested in Europe, transatlantic relations are perfectly good at the moment. So I don't really see major changes depending on the outcome of the election.
But as our readers have also pointed out in their questions to you, how reliable are the EU and its key pillars, Berlin, London, Paris, as US allies in major international affairs? I mean, for example, various observers have been pointing to Germany as a country more interested now in the domestic and European economy and less interested in security or military contributions elsewhere in the world.
Well, I think there is a general recognition in the US that all European countries need to focus on saving the Eurozone. And President Obama has consistently urged Chancellor Merkel and other European leaders to focus on the Eurozone and avoid a situation in which the Euro collapses and does damage to the global economy. So, yes, US diplomats and US politicians realize that they can't expect a lot of military help from Europe in future. They really just want to see the euro survive and help stabilize the global economy.
Do you expect significant changes in how US and Europe as a whole will cooperate on issues such as Iran, where German MPs are paying visits now, and the Arab Spring countries, or even China, towards which Germany and presidential candidate Romney have strikingly different approaches?
Governor Romney has had some very hard words for China and accused China of being a currency manipulator. But I suspect that if Mitt Romney were to win the election, he would almost immediately take a softer line on China because he knows how important economic relations with China are to the U.S. economy. I think one area where the election will make a difference is in relations with Russia. Mitt Romney has a deep suspicion of Russia, and I think a deep suspicion of Vladimir Putin. And I would expect a Romney administration to take a more confrontational approach to Russia than the Obama administration has. The Obama administration is uncomfortable with Russia. They're disappointed, I think, with Vladimir Putin's behavior on issues such as Syria. But on this, Obama and his team have been pragmatic, and they have attempted to maintain good relations with Moscow. Mitt Romney might take a harder line. On Iran, quite frankly, a Democratic administration or a Republican administration will both be taking tough lines on Iran next year. The U.S. alliance with Israel is non-negotiable, and there is huge concern amongst all policymakers in Washington about Iran's nuclear program.
And how do you see between these relations with the Western Europe and the relations rather tense with Russia, how will these affect relations of the U.S. has in Eastern Europe? For example, how would the missile shield developments in Eastern Europe, including Romania, be affected?
I think it is fair to say that the Obama administration has sometimes been insensitive towards the concerns of Eastern European countries. Because Obama and his team were so keen to build better relations with Moscow, they did ignore some of the fears that Eastern Europe has over Russia, especially early in Obama's term. My suspicion, though, is that both a Romney administration or an Obama administration would follow similar policies concerning, for example, the missile shield that you mentioned. And I think that if President Putin in Moscow continues to take a very confrontational approach to the West, then you will see America suddenly regain interest in Eastern Europe in a way that it has not shown interest in the last year or so.